Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Oregon Marijuana Business Conference in Eugene, Oregon. And we have another guest joining us here at the desk from the ArcView Group. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Hello, my name is Liana Gilulli, and I work with the ArcView Group.
Liana, very nice to have you here. And we know the ArcView Group as the investment group in the cannabis industry. It's been around for how long now? A couple years?
5 years.
5 years.
Or now. Just 6 years now, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2010 we were established by Steve D'Angelo and Troy Dayton.
Wow, how fast time flies.
Right.
Do you have any numbers on how many companies or how much investment ArcView has been a part of?
Absolutely, yeah. So our latest numbers are right now we have hit $70 million have been deployed into the space by we have over 500 high net worth accredited investors in our network. Hmm. And they funded 111 cannabis related companies.
Wow. And the jobs coming from that, any idea?
You know, it's harder to say on that front. Yeah, we don't have those statistics super tight right now, but the whole industry is just absolutely explosive right now. And to give you an idea of the numbers, of that $70 million, $42 million were invested in the year 2014.
Oh, wow.
Or, I'm sorry, 2015.
So just
in the
half
past,
of it has been.
More than half in the past year.
Wow.
So, you know, it seems that any investors that were hesitant or just kind of waiting it out to see how things would play out got really excited in 2015, and we're seeing that trend continue into 2016.
As we look forward to the future, good and bad on the horizon. We've got good in at least five, maybe seven states that could pass legalization, either between initiatives and legislatively. Bad, we've got Republicans.
Yes, we do. We've got a case of the Republicans.
And Donald Trump and Kasich.
The threat of Chris Christie becoming our next AG. Surgeon General or AG.
Yeah. So do those concerns factor into the plans of ArcView as far as moving forward with investment? You said that some of the investors seem to be, that were reluctant before, have jumped in. Could we go back to being reluctant if things go wrong?
Right, yeah. I mean, our entire movement is so politically dynamic right now, and it's hard to say what's going to happen in the next couple of years. But overall, overarchingly, cannabis full legalization in this country will happen in our lifetime. I mean, forget our lifetime. It'll happen in the next 5 to 10 years, I believe. So it is... There is risks involved in getting in early, but at this point, the risks have become so minimal because the potential is just so massive. You know, the thing that people like to talk about is imagine getting involved on the beer and alcohol industry right when that was moving out of prohibition.
Right.
So the opportunities are just enormous right now, and people are seeing that. And really, now's a really great time to get in, get established, get companies up and running, and create a solid foundation so that when the rest of the country does come on board, you're locked in and ready to go.
I would say it's even better than alcohol industry at the beginning of prohibition, because prior to prohibition, there was already an alcohol industry.
Right.
There were already brewers that just kind of went underground for a while and then came back up. Here, it's brand new.
It's brand new.
You get to start Budweiser.
You get to start Budweiser. And the other thing I like to say is that Budweiser doesn't cure cancer.
That's right.
And all the medical benefits of cannabis are just going to completely shift the entire pharmaceutical industry and really shift public perception on health and wellness, I think.
Right. And cannabis, in addition to being a consumer good that has a medical utility, also comes with a lot of culture and a lot of history and background.
Oh, yeah.
As this investment, as this green rush takes root, a lot of people on the advocacy side are a little worried that it's going to become all suits, it's going to become all corporate, it's going to be the Walmart of weed. Is there anything about your investment strategies or the ways that you deal with investors that inculcates them into some understanding that this isn't just a product, there's some culture here?
Absolutely. So I love that you brought up that question. It's such an important thing, and it's something that we hear, especially being the leading investor firm in the space right now, it's something we hear concerns about all the time. And I'm so completely blown away by the amount of heart and soul and good intentions that our investors are bringing to the table. I mean, it's the only business conference I've ever attended where everybody's hugging each other hello as a greeting. And that is really, really special. And the people who are getting involved now, the early investors that are jumping on board now, they're in it because they love the industry, because they love the plant, they believe in it, they believe in freedom, they believe, you know, they're really for the social justice cause as well. Because it is not federally legal, we're still, you know, the very act of investing into cannabis is an act of civil disobedience in a sense.
Yeah.
So we're still getting some super incredible, very heart-centered, very intentional people in the space. And that's, that again, why now is such a magical golden moment. Yeah. Right now, because that there is a lot of heart right now. So, yeah, I mean, we're of course going to get the suits in. We're of course eventually going to get corporate interests in, and it's really up to us to maintain the industry with each other, with our extended community, and within ourselves as well.
So. I think a large degree of that would be integrating a lot of the people who've been in the cannabis space throughout the years, even on the illegal side, and bringing them in with their background and culture and knowledge.
100%,
But for a lot of those folks, the world of business and investment is scary and new and freaky. And what kind of advice could you give a budding entrepreneur, pardon the pun, a budding entrepreneur out there who wants to get involved, who's been involved with marijuana for a long, long time, but once you start talking, you know, Series A fundraising and numbers with commas and percents in them, it freaks them out. What can you give them for advice?
I mean, there is an immense amount of opportunity right now. Get compliant, get legal, do everything that it takes, get yourself all the licensing, jump through the hoops, and do it right. So get a mentor. There's amazing law firms out there. We're partnered with a business accelerator called Canopy Boulder. That's another great option if you have this, you know, business idea, or if you've been underground and want to formalize your business. There's so many resources right now, and my advice to everyone who's, you know, hesitant to come above ground, just do it. Just do it. The rising tide raises all ships, and we want you. We want you on board, and we want you to have success with the rest of everybody else. And it's scary, and I get it, but there's so much hope, and it's so important that we do this right.
All right, let's do it right with the ArcView Group, and give folks the contact information online or anything they need.
Yeah, I mean, you can find us at ArcViewGroup.com, ArcViewGroup.com. info@ArcViewGroup.com is the best way to email us.
All right. Well, thanks.
And
for
we'll be in Portland next week. We have a big investor forum coming up May 1st through 3rd. And so we have these, we call them ARC tanks. They're Shark Tank style pitch events where we'll have about 20 companies pitching to a room full of investors. So
excellent. Well, look forward to that. Check out ArcViewGroup.com for more information on that. And thanks for sitting down and telling us a little bit about this.
Absolutely. Appreciate. Can I make one more plug for our market report?
Please do.
So yeah, we produce the most off-sited market analysis of the state of the legal marijuana industry. And we just released our fourth edition report. It's our most robust report yet. We partnered with New Frontier on it, and it is really, really amazing. And those are available online as well, ArcViewMarketResearch.com.
All right. It's all available for you. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Appreciate it.